opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, and hello. This is Barbara from Harlem, and we welcome you to Our Urban Story. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to just spend an hour with us on this Saturday so that we can talk about what's going on in our America. The call-in number for your voice to be heard is 973-925-4559, and I have sitting right across from me, Miss Diamond. Please say hello to our listening audience.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Our Urban Story on this beautiful Saturday, July 21st, 2018. It's beautiful here in the northeastern part of the United States. I hope it's beautiful where you are. There is a lot to talk about, as there is every week. The political landscape is changing and moving as we speak. A lot going on. But one of the themes of today's show is the intolerant left.
Absolutely.
I kind of went this way in light of the allegations that Whoopi Goldberg not only cursed out Judge Jeanine Pirro, but spat on her. Now, Whoopi Goldberg has said flat out, yes, I cursed her out. She alleged that Judge Jeanine Pirro cursed the staff or the ladies on The View. I don't know if I believe that. But Whoopi Goldberg said she did not purposely spit on Judge Jeanine Pirro. I guess when she was saying, F you, get the F out of this building, some spit came out of Whoopi Goldberg's mouth. Nevertheless, even if Whoopi Goldberg did not intend to spit on the judge, it just brought me to this theme today of the intolerant left. Ever since the election of Donald John Trump, the left in this country, and I'm going to move away from the word liberal because they're not really liberal. If liberal in the purest sense of the world, basically word, means live and let live, and this is not what the leftists believe. They believe if you do not agree with their secular humanist agenda of abortion on demand, homosexuals getting married, that transgenderism is actually real, then you are not only to not be heard, you are to be shut down and potentially destroyed. So they are not liberal, they're actually fascists. It is my belief. But before I go any farther, Barbara, I'd like your input, please.
Well, they are definitely, you know, like these people who are out there protesting with the mask on, they're nothing but another extension of what these so-called liberals are. And I don't even like, they're not liberal, like they're not, you say, they're not liberal. No. They are secular humanists,
yes,
who hate the founding of this country,
right,
hate what it stands for,
right,
hate for you to have an opinion other than what they're right professing, which is the elimination of God.
Right.
And they are very hateful, and they are from the dark side of you nowhere.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, you're absolutely right, Barbara. The hatred shown to this president, not only to Donald John Trump, to his staff, to the administration, to his cabinet members, to the Republicans, to conservatives in general. Mr. Average American, who voted for Donald Trump, now is a target of hatred. We remember the case of a few weeks ago in Texas where this teenager was having a burger and his hat was taken from him. We had an incident recently where a woman, looks like a woman, some say a man, in Washington State assaulting a teenager. I think it happened a couple of days ago, for wearing a Make America Great hat on. So this is an ongoing, continuing assault against Donald Trump and those who support him.
And the thing about it, you know, even in Breitbart, the Washington Post columnist and MSNBC analyst Eugene Robinson, mm-hmm, he wrote an editorial Thursday in defense of the U.S. intelligence community, mm-hmm, praising the supposed deep state as loyal and honorable patriots willing to oppose President Donald Trump's agenda. That is such a bogus, hateful, deceitful statement. I mean, it had me rocking when I first saw it. Number one, you can't be patriotic and oppose your president. Have they forgotten about the Vox Populi? That's the voice of the people. The voice of the people said, we want Donald John Trump as our president. You're not patriotic when you're promoting disunity. Just imagine if our soldiers on D-Day had said, some of them said, I don't like the president. I'm going to oppose what he's saying. I don't like the general. I'm going to oppose what he said. Where would we be today? What would have happened? There was unity on D-Day, and America needs unification right now. We don't need anybody like this Eugene Robinson saying that you're patriotic if you oppose our president. And then later on in the article, and this is on Breitbart, he mentions, you know, God bless America. He mentions God. I become extremely offended when I hear people of this ilk using God, pretending they're talking about the God of Scripture. It's not the God of Scripture that promotes disunity. The God of Scripture in Romans 13:1 says that you're supposed to honor those in authority because God appointed them. So if you honored God, you wouldn't even be promoting opposing the president who was legally and honestly elected by the people of the United States of America. Let me cool off for a moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. I just want to step back for a moment. Eugene Robinson is a very liberal columnist at the Washington Post. I say liberal, but he's a leftist.
He's a godless, godless, secular humanist.
You know, these people who are anti-Trump, they cannot name you or name to me one thing that Trump has enacted, that he has supported, that has harmed this country.
Not one thing.
There's not one thing. You could, well, about immigration. Well, what Trump is doing is in putting into place, well, the immigration law, we're supposed to vet human beings who want to walk, come into this country, who want to walk into this country for our safety, for our economic safety, on top of our physical safety. We need to know who's coming into this country.
What about under Obama and under Bush? What happened?
Exactly.
Did this all of a sudden erupt?
Exactly.
Under Trump? That's a lie.
The ban from 7 predominantly Muslim countries. How is that harmful to the United States?
It's not.
Because these are countries that have shown hostility toward the United States, preponderance of terrorist training and attempts to harm other people. Those 7 countries were selected. And in fact, if memory serves me correctly, Obama also had those same countries on his list. It is to protect the United States. That's why there's a ban from those countries in terms of immigration. So there's nothing you can tell me that Donald Trump has supported, enforced, or executed that has harmed the United States. Nothing. So, Barbara, what is the root cause of all this hatred?
They hate America. They hate the founding of America. And they're trying to create a utopia, they think that they are going to create. Just like in Venezuela, they thought it would be utopia. And you see what happened there. If what I saw the other day, that 44% of Americans prefer socialism, then that's a sad day in America. Because socialism has not worked any place it's been tried. Number one, you're going to always have those on top who will determine what you can make, what you can have, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's not a workable system. Capitalism and what we have, our democratic republic, is workable, and it's wonderful, and that's why people from all around the world want to get on the shores of America.
Absolutely. You're totally right. I want to go back to the fact that earlier in the week, President Trump had a press conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and President Trump expressed the fact that he believed Russian intelligence, or Putin more so than he believed, and what his intelligence agencies,
absolutely,
well, the intelligence agencies, have said in terms of Russian interference, in the 2016.
And they've been calling him treasonous.
So you had John Brennan, whose first vote was for the Communist Party. Calling the president treasonous.
Absolutely.
You've had James Comey saying the public should vote for Democrats. You've just had all kinds of...
And what about PETA?
PETA Strzok, who we know is not a loyal American.
Where was he raised?
He was raised in Russia. Excuse me, not Russia. Saudi
Iranian.
Arabia and in Iran.
That's correct.
So President Trump has every right. He later corrected his comments.
He just added something to it, you know.
Right. He has every right to not trust, to not have trusted the former heads of the Central Intelligence Agency, John Brennan, of the former head of the FBI, James Comey, and FBI agent PETA Strzok, and others, at James Clapper, who was the head of National Intelligence, Director of National Intelligence under Obama. President Trump has every right not to trust these men. They are part of
the problem.
The problem, this undergirding, this almost a shadow government that did everything it could to destroy, to torpedo President Trump's campaign in 2016 to prevent him from becoming president.
Well, number one, that's the only thing that I thought that president, one thing I thought President Trump should do when he became president was get rid of all of the Obama holdovers.
Absolutely.
Because I didn't think that there would be any loyalty there.
Right.
To work for Obama, you have to have a lack of character, mm-hmm. I believe. That's my take, and, you know, it may not be mm-hmm. nice to say, but mm-hmm. sometimes I'm not nice. I'm just real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he have some of those hanger-ons.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have said the same thing if I was in that position, because they betrayed him. They, number one, no, not only betrayed him, they betrayed America.
Mm-hmm.
Because they take an oath to put aside their personal biases.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They take an oath mm-hmm. and on that Constitution, on what we stand for as a nation, and they violated that.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't deserve to be in those positions. Brennan voted for a communist. How in the world did he become the head of what, the CIA?
Yes, yes.
That's one of our most respected agencies throughout the world.
Right.
And Comey has proven to be a liar. And PETA, I mean, it's sad that he's been cleared for a weapon.
Right.
Because, to be honest with you, he looks like a fruitcake.
Well, PETA Strzok's testimony, from what I understand from those in Congress who have interviewed Lisa Page.
He's a liar.
Lisa Page has refuted his testimony.
Yes.
She has been forthcoming. That for those who don't know, Lisa Page was
his girlfriend.
Was an attorney at the FBI and his girlfriend, and she has disputed some of what PETA Strzok has said. Now, so President Trump was absolutely right.
He was absolutely correct.
To not express unconditional, unqualified support for the CIA, the FBI, the DNI, because of their betrayal at the highest levels. Now, not talking about the men and women in the field.
No.
You know, just the average FBI or CIA officer.
But these heads.
These heads are, they were corrupt.
They're rotten. Mm-hmm. They're rotten. And the thing about it, when has anyone ever defined collusion with the Russians? What do they theorize that Russia did? And some of these people, McCain and Jeff Flake, I mean, they're just going crazy. And Schumer, we want every word that was said to Putin that wasn't publicized, interpreted so we can know what he said. Are these people nuts? Well, yes, the answer is yes. I mean, when does it stop?
Yeah.
They have never described or given us an idea of what they're looking for as far as collusion with the Russians.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And here it is. We have interfered with people's elections and nothing was said about it.
Right.
Obama sent a team over there to try to make sure Netanyahu was not reelected.
This is true.
And nothing was done. Nothing was said. Taxpayer
exactly.
dollars were wasted.
Absolutely.
What did Russia do? Did they clone people and bring them over here to vote? Right.
Well, let's talk about
and yes. Nothing has been discovered.
Right.
It's been a year, wasted time, wasted energy, because these people are so obsessed with the fact that Donald Trump, that they can't buy, they can't bribe, is the president of the United States and not Hillary, pay-as-you-play Clinton.
Right. You know, what's interesting about the Democrats and the media is their hypocrisy is
extreme.
On full display. It was under President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton that Russia acquired 20% of the uranium in the United States. It was President Obama who told a Russian official that once I'm reelected, I will have more flexibility. Obama did not think his microphone was on.
Absolutely.
And we have pictures and photos of Chuck Schumer having donuts with Vladimir Putin, Hillary Clinton yucking it up with Vladimir Putin, President Trump acting diplomatically and not wanting to make a fool of himself on the world stage, did not outright say, hey, you meddled in our election, because he would not have gotten any credit for it. The press would have said, aha, he just confirmed Robert Mueller's investigation. Yeah. So the President Trump, I think, played it smartly. Maybe his comment about the intelligence agencies should have had an asterisk or a footnote saying he respects the men and women of in the field, the average FBI agent, but he later clarified it. President Trump has been harder on Russia in terms of sanctions than any other president in modern history. So I think President Trump was unfairly criticized, and some of the comments were over the top. We had one MSNBC commentator said, comparing this to Kristallnacht and Pearl Harbor.
Well,
let's take a moment for just give me 30 seconds here. Kristallnacht, the night of the glass, was the beginning of the Holocaust.
Right.
Mark Levin said that was the beginning of the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
Pearl Harbor, as we know, is when Japanese invaded our airwaves and murdered and killed the men and women on that ship in Pearl Harbor. So President Trump's maybe not the greatest press conference with Vladimir Putin is being compared to the beginning of the Holocaust.
I don't think that
Pearl Harbor. This is why millions of Americans do not take the mainstream media very seriously. Go ahead.
But not only that, you know, these people, these leftists, these secular humanists, are some of the nastiest, most vile.
Yeah.
People in the world, and it seems like their favorite word is F-U, you know what?
Yeah.
Just like whoopee. Mm-hmm. And when you see them out there at these protests, what's their favorite word? They are some vile, mean-spirited, dark-hearted people who, I mean, just like at Maxine Waters' house, mm-hmm. A little group of Black Power people grabbed a flag off of a truck, an American flag, and outside of her office, they're burning it. I mean, what did that flag do to them except give them freedoms that they can't have any other place in the world?
Exactly.
And most of these appear to be Black, but you know, of course, you're going to have the mixture of the white liberals, but this is members of a Black Power group.
Mm.
You know, what is that going to prove?
Exactly.
And really, if you hate America, mm-hmm. why don't you save up your duckies and get out of this country?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They won't do it.
Right.
They won't do it because they could never do the things, the horrible, nasty, vile things that they do here on our public streets in these other places. They'd be run over. They'd be beheaded. They'd be crushed.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. Before we go on, I just want to talk very briefly. Excuse me. I have to call. Just to, mention, there was a real tragedy in Missouri. Before we go into politics,
yes.
I think we need to take a moment and send our condolences to the families of those who lost loved ones during the duck boat horror in Missouri yesterday. 17 have perished. 9 people from one family have perished. So our hearts and prayers go out to the people in Missouri. I believe it happened in Branson, Missouri, which is a tourist town. You know, they have, you know, different, you know, touristy things in Branson, Missouri. Very famous location. So may God bless the families and our Urban Stories.
Oh, yes.
Our sincerest condolences.
Deepest condolences.
Condolences to the families who are affected by this tragedy in Missouri. I just wanted to get that in before we went
Thank
any
you.
Further.
Yes, yes. We have to acknowledge that, you
Absolutely.
Know. Absolutely. Because that's very sad, very sad. With all of this other stuff going on, you know, we as Americans should embrace one another when tragedy strikes or whatever.
Right.
We don't have time for all of this hate, 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 hate.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
And what else do you want to talk about, Ms. Diamond?
Well, I just want to talk about the fact that, you know, the Democratic Party, from my perspective, is going to have a very hard time this fall. One of the big reasons is that they don't have a cohesive agenda. The other reason is they're not really touching or tapping into the average American. You have a socialist, an out-and-out socialist by the name of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
A nut.
Who won in the 14th District of New York. She's anti-Israel. She's anti-enforcement. Immigration enforcement. She's anti-capitalism. And this is someone, the Democratic Party, Tom Perez of the Democratic National Committee says she's the future of the Democratic Party. If she is, the Democratic Party is in deep trouble. Not only...
Only if people awaken. Only if people get tired of being abused, and only if people respect and honor the privileges that we have here in America.
Now, when you say abuse, explain that, please.
Well, I think that a lot of Americans, and particularly in the black community, act like an abused woman that says, well, I just give up. I'm just going to live this life of abuse forever and ever. In other words, they keep electing the same people over and over and over, and there's no improvement in their communities.
Right.
The people like Maxine Waters keep saying, I'm going to make sure that you have housing. And that housing happens to be in deplorable neighborhoods, and it's usually the projects where the gangs gather,
right,
where you don't know if you should lay in your bed at night and go to sleep because the bullets will start flying as soon as the sun goes down.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of housing that they get. Well, we're going to make sure that you have this and you have that. And they've turned them into people who don't even think that they have the ability to live a better life. And I call them abused people. Look, she's been in office about almost 30 years.
Yes.
Saying and doing the same thing over and over. Meanwhile, she lives in a, 4.5, something like that, million-dollar mansion.
Mm-hmm.
And you have people living in squalor.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes time for elections, she'll make sure that the message gets down there. Vote D for Democrat Maxine Waters. I am the champion of your family.
Right, and that's very true. Maxine Waters has been in office since 1990.
Yes.
There have been no remarkable improvements
None.
In the district that she represents. And yet the people keep reelecting her. It's almost as if
like Harlem.
They feel like they have no choice
yes.
but to vote for Democrats. And
yes.
the Republicans, I have to say, the Republican National Committee needs to do a better job of going into minority communities and giving the message, talking and reaching out.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Because if you fade away, if you shy away from these urban communities, then these Democrats can continue their brainwashing unchecked, unfettered. They continue the brainwashing, so some black people and other minorities feel like, okay, I have no choice, Democrat.
Absolutely.
Even though the Democratic politicians are not improving the inner cities.
Look at Charlie Rangel. Look at how many times he was elected right there in my district in Harlem. Meanwhile, it was a 47-point-something in a poverty index. So, in other words, the quality of life did not improve. 47% of people in Harlem were impoverished. But he was a champion of the family. We're going to break. Stay with us. This is Our Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
One, and welcome back to our urban story on this Saturday, July 21st, 2018. Barbara.
Yes, and we're just so happy. Let me give you the call-in number, 973-925-4559. Back to you, Miss Diamond.
Thank you. And for those of you who are enjoying this show and who think this show is valuable, please tell your network of family, friends, and coworkers about our urban story. We really would appreciate your support. And you can also hear us on ddvradio.com, any past shows, just to check us out. And if you're interested, again, please give us your support. We would greatly appreciate it. I want to circle back to what we started out talking about this evening, this afternoon, on the intolerant left. The hatred of Donald Trump. And that's what it is. Question for you, Barbara. Can one be a good Christian and hate Donald Trump at the same time? Your thoughts?
Oh, no. No, number one, the Bible says, love thy neighbor. Do unto others as you have them do unto you. And then another point is in Romans 13 and in other places in the Bible, it clearly says that you honor those in authority because it's God who appointed them. Now, if God is on your calendar, on your agenda, if you honor God, then you want to honor his word. So the answer is absolutely not. That's contradictory. If you're full of hatred for Donald Trump, then you're not serving God. Don't even go around telling people that you're a Christian. You know, just like Obama. I didn't vote for him the first time because I thought he was godless. I called him the poster boy of the godless. I didn't vote for him either time, and I'm black. And I could not vote for someone that I knew did not honor life. And also someone who wanted to redefine marriage. God defined it between one man, one woman. But here it is, we had someone in our White House who said that, oh, God's definition is insufficient, so I'm going to change it. So I never voted for him, but I never developed a hatred for him. I didn't watch him on television because the few times that I listened to some of the things he said, he didn't tell the truth. And I was finished with him in the beginning, being that I didn't even vote for him, when he said this is going to be a transparent government. And he went behind closed doors, locked doors, with only the Democrats to shove Obamacare down our throats.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So he was not a man of his word. Then when he went to Georgetown, he had every religious figure covered up. See, I knew he wasn't a Christian, and some people were questioning it, but you can't be going to a church that promotes black liberation theology and call it Christianity, because it is not. It's man-made.
Tell us, Barbara from Harlem, because you, in your book, you talk about your experience at this liberal college located
in the Bronx.
It's headquartered in Westchester,
yes.
But it's located in the Bronx, that's the campus you attended.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit, in the brief time we have, about 30 seconds, give us the core, the essence of black liberation theology and why it's not Christianity.
Well, I was taking religious courses, and of all of the religious courses they put me in one that emphasized black liberation theology. I asked the professor, well, where is the cross in this? Because in black liberation theology, it teaches black people that you're supposed to hate everything that white people love. And how can God, the God that, you know, Christians serve, be a God of compassion and love when he allowed black people to be enslaved? That's the crust of it. It's not Christianity at all. Because it doesn't talk about the sacrifice of Jesus. It doesn't talk about the remission of sins. It talks about hating white people because they enslaved black people. So I knew it wasn't Christianity, and at this liberal school, this was supposed to have been of some of my religious teachings.
Wow.
Yes.
Thank you for that background. You know, I view Donald Trump personally as a spiritual litmus test. And there are a few litmus tests that I have that tells me where you are and who you are as a Christian, if you call yourself a Christian. Number one is support for abortion on demand. Abortion is sacred to Democrats. It's sacred. They will do anything almost to keep abortion legal. Now, abortion, we can say maybe it should be legal and rare. But what has happened is you have people like the so-called comedian saying God bless abortions and others, putting abortion as placing it or treating it, I should say, as if it's something to be celebrated. And what it is the taking of innocent life. A human being dies because of an abortion.
And they're selling body parts.
Absolutely.
So it's a moneymaker.
The second litmus test for me is the redefinition of marriage. Your support for homosexuals getting married. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob defined marriage very clearly in the Bible. And it is between a man and a woman. Our definition of marriage, particularly in the Western world, comes directly from the Bible. And as we have said before on this show, if I take an Apple iPod and I alter it, it is no longer an authentic Apple iPod because Apple Inc. created the Apple iPod. If I take marriage and I change it, it is no longer authentic because the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob defined marriage.
Absolutely.
Number three, support for transgenderism. You know, you have these leftists, anti-God folks saying, well, biology is a social construct. No, biology is science. Your gender, your sex is science. That's scientifically determined.
Absolutely.
Transgenderism is a social construct. It is made up. There is no scientific evidence. Since liberals love science so much, transgenderism, that is a social construct that is being made up by leftists in this country who want to redefine and try to defy God's natural laws.
Absolutely.
Number four on my list of the litmus tests, Israel's existence. If you question, if you hate Israel, if you question its existence, that tells me who you are and where you stand in terms of your biblical knowledge. The Bible is replete with prophecies about the return of the people to the land of Israel. Most strikingly in my mind, in Ezekiel 37, where he promised the children of Israel that they will be returned to their land. And we saw that fulfilled in 1948 with, in my mind, the reestablishment of Israel. But technically, it was called the State of Israel in 1948. But Israel has existed for thousands of years. So if you want to call Israel occupiers and they're occupying Palestine, there's no country in the history of this world that was ever called Palestine.
Absolutely.
That is a social construct if you ever want to hear one. And Yasser Arafat, I hope he's rotting in hell, did a good job brainwashing the Middle East, Western diplomats, into believing that the Palestinian people were a distinct and unique ethnic group. They are not. Most of them, if you do any little research, that most of them are from Jordan. They are Arabs.
They are.
That's like saying a New Yorker. New Yorker, that's not a distinct ethnic group. We just happen to be from New York. That area was called Palestine under the British mandate. And whether you were Jew, Greek, or Arab, you were called a Palestine. And Golda Meir was a Palestinian Jew. She later became Prime Minister of Israel. My fifth litmus test on where you stand spiritually is your hatred toward Donald Trump. You cannot call yourself a Christian. I'm just going to be bare bones about it.
No, you can't.
And hate Donald Trump. Because when I ask you, why do you hate Donald Trump, you will not give me a good reason. You know what you'll tell me? Well, he's a racist. What are you basing that on? Let me give you a little background on Donald Trump, if you want to call him a racist. He actually sued the town down in Florida that said he had to bar Jews and blacks from his golf course. Donald Trump was feted in 1999 by none other than Jesse Jackson with a diversity award. Donald Trump has been buddies and pals in the past with Al Sharpton, with Muhammad Ali, Michael Jackson, and others. He gave Jennifer Hudson, when her family was brutally murdered, free use of the Trump Plaza, Trump Tower in Chicago. Only when Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton did he become a racist.
Absolutely.
Not one person, and I mean not one. I dare you to send me a text, call this show, go on Facebook, Barbara from Harlem's Facebook. Give me a clear-cut example where Donald Trump has exhibited racist behavior. He used to date one of his former girlfriends was black, by the way.
Yeah, I can believe that.
So the hatred of Donald Trump is on my list of litmus tests to let me know where you stand spiritually. If you hate Donald Trump,
you're not a Christian.
You're not a Christian.
And
if you support abortion on demand,
you're not a Christian.
You're not a Christian. If you support the redirection of marriage and rearrangement and changing, you're really not a Christian. And what I challenge a lot of people, a lot of black people go to church, ain't God good all the time.
And let's praise him. Praise him.
Pray my strength in the Lord.
That's right.
But then they get in that voting booth and they vote for people who enact policies or support policies
that are anti-Bible.
That are in direct contradiction of the Bible.
And people need to remember, no party on this earth has the power to put you in heaven. No party on this earth will give you the peace of mind that God will. So when you put your party before God, don't go around telling people you're a Christian. That's why I believe so many people are turned off from Christianity. Because they don't see any difference between someone who calls themselves a Christian and these godless people that you know are not. Mm-hmm. Because they have the same philosophies. And just like, what was it, that police officer and a black conservative, mm-hmm. he asked the police officer, I believe that I have it correct, mm-hmm. if the devil showed up at a meeting and laid out his policies, and you as a Democrat showed up at a Democratic Party meeting, what policies of the devil would you disagree with? The devil would promote abortion. The devil would promote same-sex marriage. The devil would promote transgender, mm-hmm. unnatural relationships. Which one of those would you disagree with? And you need to ask yourself, because heaven and hell are real, and there's no party that can take you into heaven because you are loyal to it.
Yeah, I want to dovetail on that for a second, because if you would say, and that's an extreme example,
it is,
the devil supported abortion, which you disagree, homosexuals get to disagree, you would say, yes, of course I wouldn't support it because it's the devil. Well, let's take the devil out of it and let's put in Maxine Waters, and this is real.
Right.
That's theoretical. This is in practice. You have politicians like Nancy Pelosi, Elizabeth Warren, and others who are supporting things that are anti-Bible. Now, there are things in the Bible we don't understand, but there are things that are clear-cut. God hates the shedding of innocent blood.
There's no
blood more innocent than that of an unborn child. God has defined marriage between one man and one woman. In the Bible, there are two sexes that go into Noah's Ark, male and female. And throughout the entire world, throughout the entire universe, there has not been found a third gender. It is male and female. That is not a social construct. That is biology. That is science, which our leftist friends seem to love so much. Now, Israel's existence, replete throughout the entire Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, Israel's existence, God promised. You read Jeremiah 30, read Ezekiel 37 and other scriptures. He promised that they would come back to the land of their fathers. Donald Trump, what? Tell me one thing Donald Trump has done to harm this country.
Nothing.
He has done nothing to harm this country. Every policy he has enacted has been beneficial for the average American. So it dovetails back to the hatred of Donald Trump is unreasonable. It's not based on fact. It's the gnashing of teeth because the wicked, yes, I'm using the word wicked, lost in November 2016. So they want to keep propping up this Robert Mueller investigation, the premise of which is supposed to be that Americans and Russians, Donald Trump's campaign, colluded, worked together to throw off the election and cause Hillary to lose. So far, now November will be 2 years since Donald Trump has won, there has not been one shred of evidence that said that the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians to undermine the elections in the United States.
Once again, I say, well, they've never explained it. They've never even given a theory. They've never even given us an idea of what they mean by colluded. They've never painted any sort of a picture because there is no picture. They did everything they could to keep Donald Trump from being our president. And like Franklin Graham said, they forgot the God factor. Mm-hmm. God was merciful to America because Hillary Clinton had said her election would be another term of Obama. And under Obama, how many businesses closed up? Mm-hmm. I can't even count them. Mm-hmm. How many people lost their homes? Mm-hmm. How many businesses said that they're going to move away from here? Mm-hmm. And how many of his friends who were running these, what do they call them, green businesses, mm-hmm. did our taxpayer money go to? Mm-hmm. How much money was given to Iran?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I mean, do we ever think about those things, how merciful God was? Well, those people out in America who don't appreciate the goodness of being in this land, and we're not perfect, we know that. Mm-hmm. They can't even see anything good because they've allowed their hearts to become so dark.
Well, I think the Republicans in the House and in the Senate need to step up and stop the Robert Mueller investigation. Now, Robert Mueller is giving Tony Podesta, who worked for the Clintons, immunity, but he wants to railroad anyone, and I use the railroad deliberately, anyone who worked for Donald Trump's campaign. Now, we have the attorney, Michael Cohen. He was taped Donald Trump. There's a tape that Michael Cohen has of Donald Trump, I guess, and this lawyer talking about paying off this porn star. First of all, it was many years ago before the president became president of the United States. And please tell me once again, what in the world does this have to do with the Russia investigation?
It has nothing
to
do.
Barbara, give me your insight on the fact that the DOJ, Department of Justice, indicted 12 Russians who are in Russia who will never be prosecuted. What the
heck
is that about?
Never. My friend in Massachusetts told me that Russia's constitution prevents them from being extradited. Mm-hmm. So nothing will ever happen. Mm. That's just to give the slow thinking, the slow processing people something to say, well, didn't they arrest 12 Russians?
Right.
They don't know the facts behind it.
Exactly.
That's just a diversionary tactic that all of these people like Mueller learned from Saul Alinsky.
Mm.
Divert. Mm-hmm. Distract. Mm-hmm. Make them think about something else. These indictments mean absolutely zilch, nothing. It's stupid to even do it. Then another thing that you said, which is very important. Donald Trump was just elected president of the United States in November 2016. His prior life was as a private citizen.
Exactly.
He wasn't on the taxpayer dole.
Right.
He wasn't getting a dollar from the government.
Right.
He was making money and paying taxes, however he did it, mm-hmm. to the government to help some of these charitable organizations continue to exist. That is so irrelevant.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That is so nonsensical.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you know, these evil people, they don't see anything good. The problem with Donald Trump is he
disrupted
the swamp.
Yes, he did.
And they can't think of a dollar amount that they can buy him with. How do you buy a billionaire?
Exactly.
You can't buy a billionaire.
Right.
And then to top it off, he started with this, say Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Then, you know, his wife was praying at a rally.
Yeah, exactly.
And that just made them gnash their teeth even deeper and harder.
Then he kept a promise that was broken by prior presidents, including George W. Bush. He moved the embassy to Jerusalem.
And that's another gnashing.
Trump has governed more as a conservative than any president, including beloved Ronald Reagan, than any other president in modern history.
Well, you know, the titles aren't even important. The thing about it to me is that he's a person who's kept his word. You don't get many professional politicians that in the first 17, 18 months of their administration, they start accomplishing what they ran on.
Right, exactly.
That makes a difference. And then the thing about it, they hate him because he's the master of the art of the deal.
Yes.
When you drive down a West Side Highway, you see buildings that say Trump, Trump, Trump. You don't see anything that says Maxine Waters, Chuck Schumer. You don't see Nancy Pelosi's name up in those lights. You see Trump. He knows how to deal and wheel and deal. because that's how he became a billionaire. Mm-hmm. He didn't become a billionaire by sitting in the corner and watching the world go by. Mm-hmm. He went out there and tackled it and grabbed it by the horns, and he won.
Absolutely. I want to talk very briefly, very, very briefly, about this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And I mentioned her earlier in the show. And seriously, if the Democrats are hanging their hat on her being the future of their party, they're in deeper trouble than I ever imagined. She's a socialist. She recently campaigned with Bernie Sanders in Kansas and had the nerve to say voting for Democrats will help end slavery. What did she say, Barbara? That was so crazy. She's really not that bright. She's a former bartender.
That will help start slavery again or something like that.
She's really not that bright. The Democrats really, they gave her talking points. She talked about Israel occupying the Palestinian territories. And then when she was pushed a little farther on NPR radio, she said, well, I'm not a geopolitical expert. So why would you even talk about it if you're not a geopolitical expert? She's spewing out talking points. And one of the leftist talking points is being anti-Israel, one of my litmus tests. If you're anti-Israel, anti-immigration enforcement, anti-capitalism.
They're anti-God. Don't forget anti-God.
That's at the core of it, Barbara. That's at the core of it. And what's so funny about these socialists, they don't leave America. If socialism is so great, why don't you build a house in Venezuela and live there? Why don't you move to a socialist country? No, people like her and Obama want to benefit off the blessings of this land, but then want to try to undermine how this country was founded. She is a dimwit. She's not that bright. I mean, give her credit. She's 28 years old. She's a former bartender. She's not that knowledgeable. And I would just throw out a word of caution to the Democrats. Please don't hang your hat on her because she may win. I hope there's a Republican challenger in the 14th district in New York who will challenge her because I will campaign for that person. But she,
I will too.
I hope she's not the future of the Democratic Party. In a way, I do hope she's the future because they are going to lose.
And they should lose. Time. I just pray that more people will awaken from their slumber and get that delusional dust off their brains. That's what I mention in my book. And people like her will know that you're not going to take us for granted. You're not going to say that the GOP is going to reinstitute slavery and people will believe it. Like they said about George Bush, I think it was, that if he was elected, we'd be enslaved. Mm-hmm. I hope that people will stop being that abused person that think that they can't do any better than pull that lever for that D. Because the D now today means disaster and darkness.
Wow, I like that. I like that. And people who want to get your book, please give us the name of your book again, please.
The name of my book is Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. And, and I just wanted to mention one thing before I go into the book. In Massachusetts, you have some state troopers that, well, one is admitting that he got some free weapons in a gun trade. They're having a lot of disturbances with their troopers there in Massachusetts. Character does count. Mm. And it's so sad that, people who put on that uniform, and we have a lot of respect for them. But what does the Bible say? The love of money is the root of all evil. Mm-hmm. So I hope that, situation gets worked out. Mm-hmm. Whoever needs to go, let them go, because we need honest people in these offices. Now, the name of my book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. If you want to read about what's happened in the church, if you want to know about secular humanism, if you want to know my experience at the college that I attended, where I studied Black liberation theology, and if you want to know how it is to be a real victim of racism, yet and still not only survive it, but learn how to thrive in spite of it and come out of it without hating people because of the color of their skin, then get the book Escaping the Racism of Low Expectation by yours truly, Barbara from Harlem.
Absolutely. And I hope and pray that the people of this country in Kansas, Miss Bright Ocasio-Cortez, we're going to flip this seat to red. Now, maybe in her mind, red equals communism. But in the world of American politics, red equals the GOP. So I hope that the Kansas people out in Kansas will flip that district for the GOP, in spite of the fact that Bernie Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez were out there campaigning. Again, she's not that bright. I think that President Trump was absolutely right not to trust John Brennan of the CIA, James Comey of the FBI, and I forgot to mention James Clapper, former director of National Intelligence.
Absolutely.
These are three corrupt men. I'm glad James Comey was fired. James Clapper, no longer DNI, and Brennan is just a disgrace as former head of the CIA.
Absolutely.
Never. CIA. Absolutely
just
never.
Just like that community organizer should have never been. You know, I just read also that they're discovering more that Obama was spying on Trump. Well, what are they going to do with the information?
Exactly. But I know that if Hillary had won, none of this corruption would have
none
come out.
That's
Peter
true.
Strzok, he's like a snake who's been, you lift up a rock on a snake and it's like, you know, you discovered me. He is like someone who never thought he would be discovered. That's why he performed so poorly before Congress, because none of this would have come out had Hillary Clinton been successful.
Absolutely.
In November 2016.
And see, James Comey, even though he has said that she had lied, nothing was done. And you know, when you say the red, when I hear the red states, I think about the blood of Jesus. God bless you and God bless America. Thank you for tuning into
Our Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.